Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
It's 11 and a half minutes now before the top of the hour. Top of the hour, we're going to start in with the Cubs, it sounds like. Chicago Cubs back on the air here at 1350 KRNT. 71 degrees in the capital city right now. Look for a low tonight. Somewhere near 57. High tomorrow. Beautiful day. 82 degrees. I will be out at the state fair tomorrow throwing cow chips around. I mean, that should be great fun. Why not? I sling all that stuff every day, Monday through Friday, right here. Might as well go out to the fair and sling it for a little bit as well. When we learned about blue cow boxes, we were pretty impressed. My son, Aaron, calls me. He says, Dad, have you seen this company? It's called Blue Cow Boxes. They're located over in Urbandale. They got a really great thing going on. So we made the phone call and said, hey, Tim Unruh, you own this thing. Why don't you come on to the News Hour and talk a little bit about it? And he's here in studio. Welcome. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, okay, what's your background, Tim? What were you doing before you were schlepping blue boxes?
Well, my background's agriculture. I'm a farm boy from Kansas. But my day job, actually, I work in the agricultural business, and I'm in sales.
Really?
And, yeah.
Doing
absolutely.
What?
We sell fertilizer and chemical,
mm-hmm.
and I manage 7 states and 6 salespeople.
My.
So, yeah.
Can you say the name?
Yeah, United Suppliers.
Sure, I know United Suppliers, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very nice. So that's your day job.
That's my day job.
And on the weekends and any other time, we're schlepping blue boxes around.
We are. We're renting boxes, helping people move.
I think what is so stunning about this, you know, the whole world is talking about sustainability and how you create a sustainable communities and make sure that you're not polluting things. And so that's got some of this to it as well. Talk to us a little bit about what was the genesis of this company called Blue Cow Boxes?
Yeah, so there is the environmental aspect of it, but I think before we get there, we'll talk about just the simplicity of it. So nobody likes moving.
No,
I haven't found anybody that said, oh, I can't wait, get a pack up and move. Yeah. So, and when you talk to people about moving, you ask them the one thing that they dislike the most. Every time, without fail, it's boxes.
Gathering the boxes. Got to go to the store. Get the boxes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they don't like to go get the boxes. They don't like to pack the boxes. And then when they're all done unpacking the boxes, they don't know what to do.
What are you going to do with the boxes?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually stumbled upon this idea by accident. I was just doing some research, looking for some opportunities. I was actually kind of looking at the moving part of the business when I stumbled upon the rentable moving boxes.
Mm.
And there are a couple of big national companies on the East and West Coast that do this. When I got to looking at it, I decided rather than pay a big franchise fee and a bunch of royalties, I'd just do it myself. So
why not?
That's
why the name Blue Cow Boxes?
Funny you ask. So we are in the agricultural business,
okay.
And we are in the cattle business.
Ah.
We do show cattle.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So when we started.
Do you do club calves and all that stuff?
We do club calves.
I'll be done.
Yeah. So when we started trying to figure out the name, we went through a jillion different ideas. But we were trying to figure out something to kind of tie it into the cattle business and agriculture. And we came up with the Blue Cow Boxes.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it works for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another interesting sideline as you're talking about it on the cattle business with the club calves. You know, wow, you talk about a speculative business. That is huge. It really is. And I suspect that you have returning customers in that business as
we
well.
Do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
And I'll be real honest with you right now, it's just a very expensive hobby.
Oh, it is a hobby. Oh,
yeah.
Are you
yeah.
kidding me?
Absolutely.
It's hugely expensive.
Yeah.
And now we understand why at the Governor's Charity Steer Classic and the FAA, Iowa Association for Agricultural Advancement, which is coming up this Saturday. They have a big charity steer show, and they sell off the sows, and they sell off the chickens, and they, you know, all kinds of things out there, and they go for huge dollars. So there is a gamble in this.
There is.
If you win, you win good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Man, yeah, fascinating sideline. All right, so we're doing chemicals and stuff for farms, and we're doing. When do you sleep?
That's a good question. Don't get a lot of that these days.
So, you're in Urbandale. Has that proven to be a pretty good location for you?
You know, actually, that's where we live. Huh. And we don't work out of a storefront warehouse. We work out of we have them all in storage, all of our boxes and inventory. So that's why we have the Urbandale address.
Tim Unruh, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Blue Cow Boxes. You can find them at bluecowboxes.com. It's Des Moines Moving Box Rental Service. So how does all this work? If I've got a three-bedroom house, do you already kind of know how many boxes I'm going to need?
So we've got different packages. There's five packages. Starts with a one-bedroom move, goes up to a five-bedroom move. So if you let's just take the middle ground and say you've got a three-bedroom house,
right.
You're getting ready to move, you call us up or you go online, you can access us through the internet, and you tell us where you're at, where you need the boxes delivered. For $205, we'll bring you, for a three-bedroom move, we'll bring you 65 of these big, heavy-duty, plastic, industrial boxes. We'll bring them to your doorstep, you pack them. You move them. When you get them all unpacked, you call us, and we'll come pick them back up.
There you go. So you don't have to worry about the disposal side of that. I see you also get cow heels. What? A set of cow wheels?
Cow wheels.
You got it.
Yeah. So with every rental package, it's actually a little four-wheel dolly.
Yeah,
the boxes fit on them. You can stack them up and roll them around.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, when you're utilizing cardboard boxes that come in all sizes, all shapes. You know, some of those, if you're like my wife who likes to pack, she'll put 800 pounds of stuff in one of these boxes and expect me to carry it around. But with all uniform size, they stack up on each other. You
right.
can go ahead and store them. Do I also see that you also do home and garage storage solutions? What's this about?
Well, yeah, so we're kind of testing the waters with that. We figured, you know what, we've got these boxes already. You're getting ready to move into a new home. Why not help you get organized? So we've got a shelving unit. It's pretty cool. Attaches to your garage wall or your basement storage room wall. You can buy the shelving with 12 of the big Blue Cow boxes, and you can get to keep them.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can be yours.
Absolutely.
You can walk out there and say, hey, what do you think of my Blue Cow boxes sitting over here?
Exactly.
That's all right. What's your sweet spot? Who are you visiting with? Are younger people finding you more rapidly? Are older demographics finding you? How do you folks find out about Blue Cow Boxes?
You know, Michael, to be honest, I don't think there is one certain sweet spot.
Yeah.
We're doing, we've got college kids that are using them to move in and out of their college apartments, dorms.
Well, what a great thing that is for parents that are moving their kids back to college. That, again, you don't run with the schlepping of all these cardboard boxes. You know, one time you're in, out, boom, done.
Yep.
And you pick them up, too.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah. Nice idea. I you know, when my son Aaron said, hey, Dad, you got to check this out. This is really cool. And I looked and I thought, this has got to be a franchise. This has got to be a franchise opportunity. And I couldn't find the end of that. And of course, when we talked, I learned that it wasn't. It's your gig. And that's pretty cool to see a market need and then go and fill it.
We're excited about it. We think there's great opportunity. So far, the response has been awesome.
Oh, yeah.
People love it. It helps take some of the stress out of a very stressful situation when you're moving. So we're excited. We're glad to.
Yeah, and when you're talking about moving a three-bedroom home, 65 boxes, $205, that's nothing on the, you know, time-wise. Because if you know that they're going to be delivered at a certain time and they're going to be picked up at a certain time, you don't have that stressor, just like you said, about going out and finding all these things or asking your brothers or your mothers or your best friend, hey, be on the lookout for some of these boxes for us.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And to be honest with you, on a three-bedroom move, if you compare it to buying new boxes, it's actually cheaper.
I'm sure it is.
To rent these in to go buy new boxes.
I'm sure it is.
And much cleaner and simpler, of course, than going and getting used boxes, which who knows what you're going to find.
Well, that's the other thing. I remember moving people or having having hearing these stories, you go, and some critters like to sometimes live in those cardboard boxes. And if
they're
laying around, or if you put them down in the basement or wherever it happens to be, where storage, you can have some unwanted guests in your home.
You're
going to
bring
easily.
Those right into your house.
Yeah, that's
you're
not
right.
a good thing. It is called Blue Cow Boxes, and you can find them at bluecowboxes.com. His name is Tim Unruh. Have you got the rest of the family in on this, too?
We do. It takes all of us to make this happen.
I bet it does. Who's delivering, by the way?
We're doing it. Yeah. Myself and the family and some friends are helping us right now to get started. So.
I think it's a great idea, and congratulations. I love
Thank
it
you.
When people just see a need and then they rush into the marketplace and they fill it. It is called Blue Cow Boxes. We're big fans, right out of the gun as soon as we saw it. And the home storage opportunities,
yep.
too.
Yep.
Bolt that to the garage. Oh, do you get to keep the rack and the whole thing?
It's yours.
Wow.
Yep. You bet. We'll come install it.
So if you can't work a screwdriver, you guys will do that, too.
We'll do it. That's right.
Tim Unruh, ladies and gentlemen, the business is called Blue Cow Boxes. You can find them at bluecowboxes.com. Thanks so very much for coming
Thank
in.
You. We appreciate the chance to come out.
For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, that would be our technical director, Mariah Lewis, Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson. The programmer around here is Mark McDowell. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. And the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. For all those folks, for Mr. Unruh and for Mr. Brady, the cutest man, by the way, in all of Des Moines. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.